Rebbe, and we're doing in the volume 4, and we're up to letter 993. This is dated the first day of Iyar in Tavshin Yudal, Brooklyn, New York. And the Rebbe is writing this to the chief rabbi over there in the city of Tunisia. And we know that at that time, the Rebbe expanded all the works of Chabad into the North African countries, into Morocco and Tunisia, to help the people there with the yeshivas and with the Jewish life in general. So the Rebbe sends him shalom ubracha. The Rebbe says, "I've heard about you, your good name, or your good hearing through some of our representatives in our office in Europe and Morocco," which the Rebbe had, there was the Lishka that was in France, in Paris, and then there was already a established Chabad in Morocco. And Hashem says, and the Rebbe says to him, "I would be very pleasant to me to hear from time to time how your the education is improving in your country, and from your good activities in this in that area. I've instructed our office, the Merkez Lanyani Chinuch, to send a limited number of study books that have been published by us, and also the Chumash books of Chumash for the children of your country. And I'm sure that they have been received in order, and they will bring the proper results. I'm also sending to your honor, Kvetarosi, the Kuntres, the Maimer for Pesach, that has been published before Yontov." So the Rebbe says that the festival of Pesach certainly has brought about an arousal and a strengthening in the work of education in your community, because every Jewish person at the beginning of the Seder and in the Holy Festival reads and announces, "Kol dechfin yesev yechol," meaning anybody who's hungry, come and eat, which means not only literally, but also to provide for people the food of healing and the food of belief. And he brings the quoting from the Zohar, to like a single, like an only son of a king who has become weak and he needs to eat, and that eating is helping him, strengthening him, brings him healing and brings him belief. The great pleasure that we cause through this to our Father in Heaven, may He be blessed and elevated, brings great measure of goodness in the many hidden treasures of goodness to all those here now and for the future, to all those that are doing and are occupied in the field of education, to educate the sons and daughters of the Jewish people in the kosher chinuch, kosher education, with a blessing. This was sent to this Rebbe David Bambron, that was his name, and this was mainly they were mainly Sephardic rabbis, and the Rebbe sent over there Ashkenazi Jews, but the Rebbe, as we learned in earlier letters, also respected their traditions. The Rebbe didn't want them to sort of change their traditions. He wanted them to remain. The Rebbe was helping them preserve their own traditions, but the Rebbe provided for them the funding and the teachers and the staff and various different kinds of support system so that they should be able to continue their education. It was a very difficult time for Jews then, and a lot of them eventually emigrated to Israel, you know, after the founding of the State of Israel. But the education, the schooling was in kind of a disarray over there, and the Rebbe set out to support them both financially, morally, and in various different ways. Let's do